Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Qui ci sarà un po' più alto. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26, Text 17. King Paranjana goes to the forest to hunt. Text 17. Rama Ucha. We have it? Rama Ucha. Nara Nata Najani Smas. Nara nata na jani mas. Tat priya yad vyavasyati. Tat priya yad vyavasyati. Bhutale niravaste tare.
Bhutale niravastare.
Shayan Shayanam pasya shatruhan.
Shayanam pasya
shatruhan. Rama uva ucha.
Ucha.
Nara nata na jani mas. Tvat priyayad vyavasyati. Utale niravastare. Shayanam pasya shatruhan. Bolo. Nara nata na jani ma. Ariyaya vivasyati. Utale niravastare. Shayanam pasya shastuhan. Bolo. Rama ucha. Shastugan, Rama Ucha,
Nara
Nata Na Jani Mas, Tatviya Yad Vyavasyati, Bhutale Nidavastare, Chayanam Pasya Shastugan, Rama Ucha, Naranatana Janimas Tatviya Yadya Vasyati Bhutale Nirivastare Ram, go ahead. Rama Uchu Naranatana Janima Satriya Yadya Yasyati Bhutale Nidavastare Svayam Prasya Shatruhan Rama Uchu. The women thus spoke. Naranata, O King, Najanima, we do not know. Tvatpriya, your beloved, Yat Vyavayasti, why she has taken to this sort of life. Bhutale, on the ground. Niravastare, without bedding. Svayanam, lying down. Pasya, look. Shatruhan, O killer of the enemies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, as he Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All the women addressed the king, O master of the citizens. We do not know why your dear wife has taken on this sort of existence, O killer of the enemies. Kindly look, she is lying on the ground without bedding. We cannot understand why she's acting this way. Responsively, all the women addressed the king.
All the women addressed the king.
O master of the citizens.
We do not know why.
Your dear wife
has taken on this sort of existence.
O killer of enemies. Kindly look. She is lying on the ground without bedding. We cannot understand why she is acting in this way. Report by Srila Prabhupada. When a person is devoid of devotional service or Vishnu Bhakti, he takes too many sinful activities. King Paranjana left home, neglecting his own wife, and engaged himself in killing animals. This is the position of the all materialistic men. They do not care for a married chaste wife. They take the wife only as an instrument for sense enjoyment, not as a means for devotional service. Who have unrestricted sex life, the karmis work very hard. They have concluded that the best course is to have sex with any woman and simply pay the price for her, as though she were a mercantile commodity. Thus they engage their energy in working very hard for such material acquisitions. Such materialistic people have lost their good intelligence. They must search out their intelligence within the heart. A person who does not have a chaste wife, accepted by religious principles, always has a bewildered intelligence. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Janagana Salakayam Chaksus Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shabitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upa Karamaya Dadati Saparantika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. So here we see there. The result of sinful activities is that one becomes bewildered. One becomes morose. Because God is in everyone's heart. And when we do things that are not pleasing to the Lord, intuitively we know that we did wrong. But because we are living on the external, extroverted side, we dismiss that. And we follow our mind and our senses. And we go to the next sinful activity, next sinful activity. When you perform one sinful activity, then the next one is easier. Therefore, training should be there from childhood, especially for the boys. so that they can protect their wives religiously. Mm. Prabhupada talks about that more in the rest of the purport. Let's finish the purport. The wife of King Paranjana was lying on the ground because she was neglected by her husband. Actually, the woman must always be protected by her husband. We always speak of the goddess of fortune as being placed on the chest of Narayan. In other words, the wife must remain embraced by her husband. Thus she becomes beloved and well protected. Just as one saves his money and places it under his own personal protection, one should similarly protect his wife by his own personal supervision. Just as intelligence is always within the heart, so a beloved chaste wife should always have her place on the chest of a good husband. This is the proper relationship between husband and wife. A wife is therefore called Arangani, or half of the body. One cannot remain with only one leg, one hand, or only one side of the body. He must have two sides. Similarly, according to nature's way, husband and wife should live together. In the lower species of life, among birds and animals, it is seen that by nature's arrangement, the husband and wife live together. It is a similar ideal in human life for the husband and wife to live together. The home should be a place for devotional service, and the wife should be chaste and accepted by a ritualistic ceremony. In this way, one can become happy at home. So, people are not interested in it, especially the men are to blame more. Women should be protected, they should be submissive, but when the men are not protecting them, when the men are exploiting them, naturally they want women's liberation. Prabhupada said about women's liberation, the woman gets pregnant and the man goes away. So it's not an advantage for the women. They think they'll have an advantage by being liberated from the tradition. Tradition is, in every culture, Christian, Muslim, the wife is under the guidance of the husband. But we're so advanced here in the Western world, we don't care for that tradition. We want to make the ladies independent. But why? So we can exploit them without being responsible. Again, it comes to the men. The men are at fault. So we can have no-fault divorce. So we can just... And what happens? The children suffer. That's all. Children are the weakest element in society. So when society is dysfunctional, the first ones that suffer are the children. And then that means the next generation will also be more dysfunctional. And so we have what we see here in America. Going away from the tradition. And simply suffering. More and more there's going to be suffering. You can be sure. Because there's so much sinful activity. Just like Paranjana, now we'll read in the next verse how he suffers. He's bewildered because he didn't expect this consequence, unforeseen consequence. We do things and we don't see what the consequence is going to be. So he's out hunting, killing, unnecessarily performing sinful activity, or hunting other women, sinful activity. And now he realizes, oh, but unless we get a higher thing, we can't change. That's the problem. Prabhupada compares it like fish caught in a net. They have no way to come out. The non-devotees, they have no, materialistic people, they have no solution. Therefore, they're singing. What are they singing? The most popular song from the most popular group, one of the most popular groups, right? Rolling Stone. I can't get no satisfaction. This is a material world. I try. And you know where wherever they go, that the people ask for that song. Why is that, you wonder? Yeah, exactly. They can relate to it. It's true. I'm trying. And then, because they're miserable, so misery likes company. So if we all sing together, I can't get no... Then they feel some relief. They see you're also suffering, I'm also suffering. So this is normal. So then they feel okay. But they're still suffering. This is the condition. They can't stop. Only solution is Krishna consciousness. Only solution. To come on the spiritual side. Then what do we have on the spiritual side? Brahma Bhuta Prasanadma Nasochati Nakanchati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. Prasanatma, we feel joyful. We can treat everyone equally. We don't have enemy camp and friendly camp, black and white, Russian and Ukrainian, Jews and Palestinians. You see, the whole world is full of this quarrel and killing and violence and cruelty, so much cruelty. Because they can't see everyone as equal. But the devotee can see everyone as equal because they see everyone as Mama Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana, the fragmented particle of the Lord. So why would we hate one of the Lord's children? Even animals. We have compassion. We don't like to see them suffer. Because everyone is part and parcel of the Lord. So why should we be cruel to the less developed child? And that's what's coming, you know, because abortion is now very common, popular. So there'll be infanticide also. Why, if we can kill a child in the womb, what is the big difference? An hour later when the child is outside the womb, why can't we kill it? It's a nuisance. And old people also, why not kill them? They can't produce anymore. It'll come to that. As we advance, we're making so much progress. Progress going to hell, that's all. Prabhupada had no much respect for this civilization, this Western civilization. Only good thing he said, they allowed me to start and expand this movement. Because America is based on religious freedom. I'm sure they would have liked to stop, but they couldn't. So that's one good feature we have in the USA. I was born here in Long Island, New York, 1941. I've seen America, how it's changed. And it's not getting better. Because the real, you can say, strength of the nation is the character of the people. When I was young, there was one case where a child was kidnapped and the child died. It was like in the headlines for months. It was such a, because it was, nobody could think how they could kill a little child. Now, every day, there's so much cruelty, killing. And in the Middle East, we see not only killing, I'm sure it goes on here also, but torture. Before we kill, first let's torture them. Because they are Shiite and we're Sunni. Oh. See what the world has come to? In the name of God, they're torturing each other. Christians. You're a Christian, we should not only kill you, but before we kill you, let us have some fun. This is going on as we speak. Therefore, we say there's some urgency. Make a solution. Save yourself, first of all. Qualify to get out of this place. Dukalayama Shashvatam. Krishna says, certified. Place of suffering. Not only suffering. You may say, oh, well, that's okay. You're suffering. Well, I'm okay. No. Then you can think you're okay, but asatyatam. Temporary. You can't remain here. But we become so attached, and by that attachment, we remain. Birth after birth. Therefore, the process is how to put Krishna in the center. By getting attached to Krishna, naturally we'll be detached from material things. So in the family life also, we don't say you have to take sannyas or leave. No. Stay in the family life, but put Krishna in the center. Offer your food to Krishna. Have kirtan. Sit together. Read Krishna book. Or any book, any Prabhupada's literatures are there. So many books we have. This way you can make your house a temple. But people won't do that. Therefore, Prabhupada created this organization where people can come and have a temple. Otherwise, Lord Chaitanya didn't create an institution. He just said, Shanghai, because at that time the culture was more advanced, people could appreciate, they would join in. But today, especially in the Western world, people have no interest in spiritual life. Western, Eastern, everywhere. They're not interested. This is the Kali Yuga. Therefore, Prabhupada took a headache. He said this is a headache. And we can see it's a headache, right? Managing the temple. You have to make sure the arti is on time. You have to make sure the deities are dressed. So much taxing is there. Why? So that innocent people can have a chance to associate. This is the goal, is that people will come in here and their hearts will change. And they'll qualify to enter into the spiritual world. All of our activities are coming to this point that we want to go to the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead, and we want to bring as many people as possible with us. This is the preaching. Prachar and achar. First we have to practice. Achar means practice. We can't tell people to chant Hare Krishna if we're not chanting Hare Krishna. We can't tell people no illicit sex if we're having illicit sex. So we have to practice, follow the rules and regulations. Some do's and don'ts. Then, naturally, we'll want to explain to others. Because why? Because we'll feel satisfied. Even in old age, we'll be satisfied. Because the future is very bright. Like now I'm 73. Well, I see the old people my age, they're morose. Because the future is dark. What are they going to get? Just more problem with their body, rheumatism, this and that. And then they can't work, so there's no money, so people don't respect them as much. They put them in the old people home or something. And then what do they have? They're just waiting for death. And then what happens to death? They don't know. They're not preparing for death. So there has to be anxiety. Therefore, the Vedic culture is how to prepare for death. So that the future is bright. I'm not in anxiety. I know in 20 years I won't be in this body. Very unlikely. But I'm not in anxiety about that because I know my future is bright. I'll get a better situation. But the non-devotees, those who have no knowledge, they have to be in anxiety and become more and more morose as their body dwindles, as they lose their energy. Because what is the pleasure of the body? Main pleasure is the tongue and the genital, tasting nice, palatable food. But as you get old, you lose that. The taste buds are reduced. You don't have the same pleasure. And what to speak of genital? Old people, how much can they enjoy? Not like young people. It's a young person's pleasure. Nature has made it like that, so that good children will come, so the children will be produced. Otherwise, why such an intense pleasure? But as old age comes, then these things are reduced more and more. And so they have no happiness. So we're all going to become old. Why not take to this devotional service seriously? And then old age won't have any, you can say. I mean, you have to experience it. But it's not going to be depressing. It's a natural thing. We give the example of the mouth of the cat. The mouth of the cat is carrying a kitten. It's also carrying a mouse. So for the mouse, it's horrible. I'm being devoured. But for the kitten, it's natural. I'm being carried. So the devotee is like the kitten. Yeah, we're being carried by the material nature into death. But it's a natural, so there's no anxiety. But for the non-devotee, for the materialist, it's horrible. Because they think this is all in all. This body is who they are. And this life is all in all. So naturally, it's horrible. Old age, disease, death. So it's your choice. That's why generally we attract young people, because they have a chance to change themselves. Old people have become like the yellow bamboo. Green bamboo, you can bend it. But yellow bamboo, it cracks. You can't bend it. They're so set in their way by the time they're 40, 50, 60. You can't tell them, morning is the best time for spiritual life. Why not go to bed early? Go to bed early. Well, there's a good show on the television. How can I go to bed? No, they can't do it. Because their habit is so strong. I have to see Johnny Carson on, who is it now? Late night television. Or something. Yeah, whoever. So they stay up. 12, 1 o'clock. Then in the morning is spoiled. But morning is the best time. But we can't change. Too hard. What to speak of eating habits. So therefore, generally we attract young people who are serious to make their future bright. That was our mood. We saw Prabhupada was an old man when he, at that time, we were young. So we thought, wow, he's so joyful. Even he's old. We would like to be like that. So he said, yes, you can be like that. Here's the process. Don't create your own process. Take the process that's already there. It's given. Mahajana yena kata sapanta. Chalked out by the great souls in the past. This is the process. Take it. Process of religion. Dharma. Dharma tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. The religion is given by God. It's already there. All we have to do is accept it. Yes, I agree. I am a particle of God. My constitutional position is to please Him. For so long I've been trying to please myself, but I can't get no satisfaction. So let me take to pleasing the Lord. Then a guarantee is there. If you sincerely turn to the Lord, try to do something for His pleasure or His representative's pleasure, then you'll get reciprocation. You'll feel positive. This is our challenge. You'll get some spiritual communication will come to you that, yes, this is pleasing to me. Because the Lord is in your heart. He'll reciprocate with you, and you'll feel satisfied. So it's your choice. You want satisfaction, or you want to be frustrated. Otherwise, materially, everyone is frustrated. Who's successful? All the great, you can say, personalities in the history, they all had to die. What is their success? All's well that ends well. So conversely, all's bad that ends bad. So material world, therefore we say, it's not a fit place for a gentleman. Finish up your business here and come to the spiritual side. Okay, any questions? Or comments?
In the beginning, when you talk about this, male has to dominate and has to protect, but I think it's kind of hard to speak about this kind of thing because we don't see proper examples. I mean, we see just the opposite in the religious societies in the world where they demonstrate how they oppress women by using religious principles. And now I'm thinking even in this point, like Prabhupada came, he was a renounced person. He couldn't show like literal example. He was speaking like you were speaking. You being sannyasi, you reading the book, and we all know the books. But then we try to apply that by
yeah. That's why the movement is expanding very slowly, especially in the West, especially in America. In India, the movement is expanding more. Where your Niranjana Swami is, I was just with him in Ukraine. Every morning, there's 50. Young boys coming and doing the whole program, living in a temple, being trained up as bhakti. These are the new ones. The old ones are already sent out. Why Niranjana Swami's not here? Because it's dead here. And part of it is because the leaders have all fallen down. We agree. But just because some people can't take it doesn't mean it's right. Just like we give the example of fire. Is fire good or bad? It can burn down a house and cause so much devastation, but without it, how can you cook? And so the same thing with these principles. If they're taken properly, they're good. If you don't follow them, they can be abused. They can be misused. There's no doubt. Women can, instead of being protected, they'll be exploited. Therefore, they rebel. But it doesn't mean the principles are not right. The principle is women should be protected. If the men abnegate that responsibility, then they suffer, the women suffer, the children suffer. That's what we see is going on. Therefore, we're not optimistic. This America is getting worse and worse, just a matter of time, before it becomes a third world country. Where there's riots in the street and fighting over elections and you know, accusations of vote rigging and so on. It's going to get worse. You agree?
You said something about Niranjana Swami being there. I mean, I came from there. But I would say, how is there different?
I don't know how it's different, but from our perspective, there's a big difference because a lot of people are interested to hear about Krishna consciousness and take up the process. Which country are you from?
I'm from Lithuania, which was former Soviet Union.
Yeah, I know where it is. I was there. We were just had a kirtan with some of the devotees from there. When was the last time you were back? You married here? No, we're not saying you can be Krishna conscious any place, individually. But as far as the movement expanding, it's expanding more there than it is here. We're struggling to maintain, thinking, well, maybe we should sell this building or not. That's the reality. There, things are expanding.
Yeah,
Why? Well, it's a very strong culture. This American culture, it's like an amoeba. It surrounds you and digests your... And then what is the philosophy? Everyone is equal. And everyone has one vote and everyone is the same. So it's a movement of the sudra. We say that society is like a pyramid. At the top is the Brahmin or the Acharya. They're giving instruction. And the rest of society should be guided by that. But nobody cares to be guided. Nobody knows the principles of religion and nobody wants to know. Even your president. He was in favor of third-term abortion when he was a senator in Illinois. Killing the child when the child was viable. Oh, this is a woman's right. Woman's right. I have two daughters. I want them to have the right. They're right to go to hell. Because you don't know the principle of religion and you're the leader. And what was the previous one? He was also raising cattle, right? And the one before that was having sex in the White House. But what kind of leaders we have? They don't know the principles of religion. Therefore, naturally, the things are going to get worse and worse. And they can. Now it's such a... Democracy is like such a thing that once it's established, it's just going to gradually go down, down, down. Because majority of people want sense gratification. They don't want to be restricted. They want to have illicit sex. Therefore, Sin City is there. Las Vegas and more and more. What are their sinful activities? Gambling, illicit sex, meat eating. The whole cities are based on these principles. Come and be sinful. Then you wonder why there's trouble is there, why there's rioting in St. Louis, why there? Because people are sinful, they're getting the result. Just like here we're seeing. Paranjan has been sinful, now he's seeing. Oh. Unintended consequences. They don't know what is sin. Even the Christians, they don't know clearly what is sin, what is not sin. They're killing the animals. Muslims, what to speak of Muslims? They're fanatics. Therefore we say, religion without philosophy is either fanaticism or sentiment. But Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they marry religion and philosophy. We have all philosophy. We can answer any question. Like when I was a Christian, I always had a question. Well, God is all powerful, God is all good, then why are innocent children are suffering? I asked the priest. Oh, it's a mystery. They don't have an answer. But we have a clear answer. The child is suffering because of past life, karma. The living entity is eternal. He's carrying his karma with him. Therefore, again, we're stressing. This movement is the only hope. But in order to make it, you have to accept it. You have to take it. You have to practice it. If we're not practicing it, how can we... convince others to take it. So some didn't follow. You're right. You're pointing out the leaders who couldn't follow. So what to do? They're suffering now. Those who are following are happy. I'm happy. Naranjana Swami is happy. I was just with him. Those who are following all these years. Because here we see, what does it say? Prabhupada is saying everyone should be a householder. He says that, right? I was thinking, uh-oh. What is this? The last sentence of the first paragraph. A person who does not have a chaste wife accepted by religious principles always has a bewildered intelligence. So, in the Kali Yuga, sannyas is not recommended. But by Prabhupada's mercy, some have been able to maintain. Generally, it's not possible. Better to be married. That's what I said to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada asked me in 1971, would you like to take sannyas? He asked me. I was giving him a massage. I said, Prabhupada, I don't think I'm qualified. He said, oh, you want to be married? I said, no. He said, okay, you can take sannyas. So he was giving liberally, he was pushing. Because he wanted to spread this movement all over the world, and sannyasa is valuable in that regard. Because you can go any place by yourself, open a center, take one or two boys. We did that. So, for grihastha, it's a little difficult. So anyway, many of the sannyasis fell down, it's true. I was at the time, I was the 13th sannyas in ISKCON. Now I'm the second. All the other 11 have gone. No longer sannyas. Only one that ahead of me, Jayapataka Maharaj. He took sannyas in 1970. I took in 71. So the point I'm making is that yes, it is. But even if you don't succeed, still there's no loss. Because if you've done something for Krishna, that will remain with you. So that when you again get out of Maya and decide to take seriously to Krishna consciousness, you can begin at that point. So there's nothing to lament about it. But the lamentation is, yeah, that the preaching is checked. It's true. The preaching has been checked in America, especially because majority of the leaders have fallen down from the time Prabhupada left. It was also devastating when Harikesh fell down, and in places like Germany, and there was definitely a setback. In Poland also, I saw personally, so many people lost faith, gave up their service. That's probably why they can't come back. It's difficult for them to come back because they committed very serious offenses. So they have to wait, maybe next life. But those who didn't, like your Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, his future is very bright. So it's up to us. It's never forced. It's always voluntary. But those who take it, they'll get reciprocation. This is our guarantee. If you take it properly, you can't cheat. If you present you're a sannyasi but you're having illicit sex, then what do you expect? Therefore, Prabhupada says, one should not dare to sit on the Vyasasan. Here I'm sitting on the Vyasasan. Unless one is exemplary in his conduct. Otherwise it'll turn into hypocritical. No purity. Purity is the force. Okay, we'll stop here unless some other... Anyone?
Can you please share some moments when you felt Krishna?
Where I felt Krishna?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I feel Krishna every time when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, in the kirtan especially. This kirtan gives us life. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We feel enlivened. I felt Krishna's presence this morning, chanting like that. Yasamati Nandana and Hare Krishna Mantra. We can see Krishna in the deity. Lord Chaitanya, when he saw the deity, he immediately fainted. He saw that Krishna was there directly. But the kirtan is the easiest way to get the higher taste. This is a special mercy of Lord Chaitanya in this Kali Yuga. Harinam, 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 Eva, Kevala. Kalua, Nasteva. In this Kali Yuga, there's no other way. And Bhagavatam also affirms that. That the Kali Yuga, Kali Desho Nere Rajana, Astiheko Mahaguna, Kirtanana Eva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. That this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Just like we're pointing out. The leaders are faulty. Naturally, the followers are going to be faulty. So there's so much fault. But one great quality, Mahan Guna. What is that? Krishna Kirtan. Come to the Krishna Kirtan. Then, just by this, you can get success. What is it? Kaladosha? Paramvajay. You get the highest goal. You'll attain the highest perfection through this Krishna Kirtan. Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ma Om Vishwadaya Krishna Vistava Krishna.